Before we start the show, let's hear from one of our sponsors. Their support keeps this show free for you. Hey there, Peace and Parenting family. If you love the podcast but wish to enjoy it without interruptions, your wish has come true. Introducing the ad-free version of the Peace and Parenting podcast available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. As a subscriber, you'll get all the heartfelt advice, parenting stories, and actionable tips you love without any ads. For less than the cost of a coffee each month, you will enjoy uninterrupted listening while also supporting our work to help you build stronger connections with your kids. Try it out for free. Simply find Peace and Parenting on Apple Podcasts, click try free, and you'll gain immediate access to our ad-free episodes. There's no commitment and you can cancel anytime. So if you're ready for a more peaceful, uninterrupted listening experience, subscribe now. Let's keep focusing on connection without the distractions. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm Michelle. I'm so glad you're here. We've been talking a lot about control inside of the Peace and Parenting community. We had an event where we talked about cooperation. And when you have a discussion around cooperation, the idea of control usually comes up because we believe that we can control our children into doing things or not doing things. But in reality, we can't control our children ever. And if we attempt to control our children, it can only be through the ideas of coercion, which sometimes will definitely work. So I've seen it where, parents will say, well, my kid, when I threaten them or when I bribe them or when I tell them we're not going to do this or we're going to do that, or if this, then that, they actually adhere to that. They comply. And sometimes that will work for some kids and it will work for some time. But what I do see is that often over time, it stops working. So a child might comply until they're 10 or 11 or during adolescence. And then all of a sudden, it's like that idea where many of our parents would say that their parents would hit them and beat them, but only up into a certain point till the child was 12 or 13 to where the child could fight back. And then they stopped doing it because they knew they ran the risk of actually getting in a physical altercation with their child. And so they stopped doing it because it didn't work anymore. So if you've done that for 10 or 12 years, either used corporal punishment or used coercion, where are you after the 10 or 12 years? Where is your relationship? Do you have influence? Are you able to get organic cooperation after 12 years of threats and bribes or after 12 years of hitting? Where do you end up being? And often I see where the relationship is so severed, the parents then run into a really big issue because they don't have anything to rely on except for those threats and bribes or that corporal punishment. And when they take that out of the mix, they're at a loss. They're having a hard time. A lot of parents just let go then and back away. But I think there's another way to look at the entire situation is that we don't really want to control our children. That isn't something that I think we really ultimately desire. Do we really want to control other people? Well, I would say for the most part, we don't want to do that. But we run into this, problem of trying to get things done or have our children not do things, like I said in the beginning. And we don't know exactly how to do that. And how we do that is by using influence. And we gain influence by having a good relationship. And we get the good relationship through the ideas of connection. If we're smart about it and we gain this relationship and influence, we don't have to use coercion. We don't have to manipulate our children into doing what we say. We can actually rely on organic cooperation and reciprocity and a relationship that feels good. But it isn't as easy as just taking something away. You actually have to commit to being invested in the relationship that you share with your children. And that's where society doesn't do us any, society doesn't believe that relationships between parents and children are important. It believes more that behavior is important and that you get behavior through punishments. And that that's called discipline. When in actuality, discipline isn't punishments. Discipline is to teach. And we teach our children through unconditional love and support and empathy and understanding. We don't teach them through punishments and threats and bribes and coercion or consequences, because those things don't teach. But again, society tells us the opposite. And so we're not given this space to honor relationship in order to garner influence. And so it becomes very murky for us because we haven't grown up with these ideas.
We are going to take a short break from our show to hear from our sponsors. Without their sponsorship, I wouldn't be able to bring you the Peace and Parenting podcast free of charge. So I'll see you back in just a few minutes.
What if you spent the next 30 days really focusing on connection with your kids? What do you think sibling rivalry would look like? How would cooperation go? And what would the feeling be in your home? Join my 30-day challenge. For 30 days, you join me and my coach, Martha, and really explore the ideas of connection. We do group coaching for the entire month, and you have access to all of the Peace and Parenting materials. Please join us for a 30-day challenge. Find the link in the show notes.
My book, Unpunished, is finally here. It is my journey into connected parenting, the idea of perfection, and how it nearly took me down as a mom. I give you my best thinking around how to be a connected parent and the insights that I've discovered over the last 12 years of this incredible journey. I'm giving my book away for free, plus shipping and handling. So go to unpunished.com and get yours today. We're shipping domestically and we're also shipping internationally. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. Now back to the show.
And when we think about people who are in relationships where there's coercion or control, does the person who's being controlled, how do they feel about that relationship? If you think about a partner, what if you had a really controlling partner and that controlling partner was constantly manipulating you into doing or not doing things? Because they didn't know what else to do, right? They didn't know how else to get that organic relationship piece. But how would you feel if you were constantly being controlled by somebody else and constantly manipulated into doing things for that person? Wouldn't the relationship eventually erode so badly that there would be nothing left of that relationship? And who do you want to, be in a relationship with? What kind of people are you looking to partner yourself with, to align yourself with? I'm always looking for folks who I can rely on, who have my best interests in mind, who understand me and see me, and not who are interested in manipulating me. Now, we can have both, right? We can be very loving and understand our kids and have empathy and all these things, and then also be controlling. And how do you suppose that feels for somebody? What if you had this really empathic person who you knew loved you very much, but also in moments and hard moments, they were manipulative and coercive? How would you feel about that? So ultimately, we can only gain control of our children if we use these manipulative ideas. And eventually, hopefully, those won't work, because we want a child who's also going to stand up for them and say, you know what? I don't like this manipulation. I don't want to live in a relationship full of manipulation. So I am going to denounce this idea. And if kids are smart enough and able enough, they will do that. And so they will push away. I work with a lot of parents of older kids, and they come to me often after having used these ideas for years. And we really work hard to help these folks get rid of those coercive, manipulative ideas and really embrace the ideas of connection. And it works. But it takes time to unravel a bit, right? Sometimes we get the 15-year-old that's been punished and coerced and for years, and the relationship is pretty tattered. And so we have to work really hard on building that relationship again so the child feels safe and doesn't feel as if, well, maybe, you know, maybe they are going to manipulate me tomorrow or the next day or yesterday, or, you know, maybe they do still try to do it. And maybe I don't believe that it's true that they're just really going to come with connection all this time. Maybe they're still going to use punishments. But after a while, when the child is sure that the parent is dedicated to coming with connection and getting rid of the ideas of, you know, punishment and consequences and coercion and manipulation and all those things, they really come around because they want that meaningful relationship. They want to be inside of a relationship where somebody doesn't manipulate them. They crave it deeply. And interestingly enough, the parents feel so much better when we do this because they feel as if the relationship feels more reciprocal. They get more I love yous. They get more cooperation. They get kids who want to hang out with them because the idea that the control is the piece that's, you know, wearing the relationship is gone. And parents will say like, well, I'm not going to have any control then. Well, you never did, to be really honest. You were just trying to fight so hard to have some, but it wasn't real. It was something made up in your head that you were able to execute using methods that will eventually fail you. And parents will say, well, I'm just going to let them run amok. I'm just going to let them do whatever they want. I'm going to get away with whatever they want. Children can do whatever they want. They can get away with whatever they want. You might not want to hear that. That might not be something that you think is reality, but it truly is. Everyone has free will and autonomy. You don't have to do anything that you don't really want to do. People will say, well, I have to pay my bills. I have to go to work. Actually, you don't. You don't have to pay your bills. You don't have to go to work. You choose to because you want a life that there's bills paid and you have a job, but you don't have to do those things. We have all kinds of choices in life, and our children do too. Now, we want our children to make the right choices, right? We don't want them to run amok. We don't want them to be out of control all over the city doing God knows what. But we don't get there through coercion. We don't get there through control. We get there through relationship. And so if a child feels good and connected and you know, in a meaningful relationship, and they worry about that relationship and what their parents might think, then they tend to do the right thing because they don't want to disappoint people. They don't want to do the wrong thing, actually. And sure, they're going to make mistakes. They're going to make all kinds of mistakes and do the wrong thing. And hopefully they'll recover and it won't be too devastating. But, you know, our society really says, like, you have to control your children. If you don't control your children, then you're a bad parent and they're out of control. And this whole control piece is just so fascinating to me. When you can get yourself out of it and away from it and your ego out of it, you can see control as something that is so detrimental for relationships, that is so corrosive for relationships, that control really eats away at the bonds that we have with people. And if you can just put it in terms of adults, right? Do you want to be around and in relationship with people who are controlling? And do you remember having people like that in your life? Maybe it was your own parents. Maybe it was a teacher. Maybe it was a coach. Maybe it was a partner. And if you can remember what it felt like to have a controlling partner, what did you think? Was it meaningful? Did you feel secure in that relationship? So you can't control your kids. But guess who you can control? Yourself. So if you can keep yourself from controlling your kids by controlling yourself, and you can use the ideas of connection, then you are going to be able to live a connected life and have influence and have children who want to organically follow you. So don't think about the idea that you're losing control when you're letting go of control. You're gaining influence when you're letting go of manipulative control. You're gaining an ability to say something and have somebody truly listen to you because they want to, not because they're forced to. We want our kids to listen to what we say because They organically find it important because they organically want to. Not because they're forced to, because of a punishment or consequence or a fear of disappointment or whatever it might be, or shame. We really want them to respect us, ultimately, organically. Not because we force them to, not because it's an expectation, but because they want to. So, once again, can't control your kids, but you can't control yourself. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I am so glad you came. And I got a new review on Apple iTunes, and I just want to read it. It was such a sweet, sweet review that I think I have to read it. It just says, "Hi, Michelle. I wanted to express my gratitude for your amazing podcast. It has changed our family's life at home in such a positive way. Our house is now calmer, happier, and more carefree. Thank you for your amazing work you do and for sharing it with us." Thank you, Texas 2013. I really appreciate it. Thank you, everybody who's out there listening. Thanks for joining us.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.